Joining us on Panthers Radio with Zynomics is Panthers forward John Rowe, who's recently been announced as back on the second year of his Panthers contract. A Loughborough student, but also one heck of a hard worker. And we know you're a hard worker because you're going through some training already, aren't you, John?
Yes, I am. Just started. It's, you know, the beginning of the training is always the hell part. You know, I'm already sore on my upper body, and today I'm going to probably prevent myself from walking for the rest of the week, but it's the start, and it's an exciting part because it's a start for preparation for next year.
Now, you came in last year, and obviously, unfortunately, early on in the season, you got an injury. But when you came in, you were feeling fighting fit and as good as ever. And that's because you have one heck of a rigorous preseason training kind of setup, don't you?
Yeah, you know, that's the frustrating part about that injury is, you know, I was ready to go physically. Postseason or offseason training regimen is very, very hard. You know, I've had it for the last bunch of years, and it's done really well for me. You know, this year I'm adding in a little bit more work on the area, the lower body area that I had an issue with last year. But you know, I'm looking forward to this year not having that start that I had, and be able to take, you know, my summer training and be ready for a full season and a successful one.
Now, obviously, the Panthers are going through a huge rebuild this offseason. There'll probably not be many familiar faces on the ice with you, and there'll be a very unfamiliar face behind the bench as the Panthers are looking for a new coach. But you have been able to kind of have a chat with one of the few people that is announced for next season, Guy Doucette, the new director of hockey. And how'd that conversation go?
Yeah, you know, it went very well. You know, Guy's going to be a great addition to the organization. Great addition structurally. He's young, he's motivated, you know, and he wants to find answers, and he wants to make this organization where it deserves to be, and that's at the top. And I'm very excited to work with him. You know, our conversation went really well. We talked about some issues that we can change moving forward, and he's eager to learn from us, and he's eager to make changes that we need to be on top of this league. So, you know, we're in good hands with him, and I'm very excited to work with him this season.
Now, let's talk about a little bit the on-ice side of things. Obviously, pre-season, before the injury hit, you were finding some really good chemistry with players, and then towards the end of the season when you came back and you were on the power play unit, that seemed to get your points back up again. Are you hoping that with a full season now, hopefully, you'll be able to kind of get the points we're used to seeing from you throughout your career?
Yeah, I mean, there's no excuses in this game, and I'm not going to make any because that's just not me. You know, the season is what it is. I spent, you know, the weeks after the season analyzing it, thinking about what I could do better moving forward. And, you know, obviously I didn't have the season production-wise that I wanted to. The injury obviously didn't help that. And then just never being able to find a rhythm afterwards, because when you're out for 14 weeks, it's a lot to handle. But, you know, I'm putting that behind me. That is what it is. And now the preparation starts for next year. And I'm excited to show what I have. I think, you know, the fans and the organization got a taste of that at the beginning of the season. And I hope this year, and I plan that this year will be that throughout the season and help this team, you know, be a championship team.
Now, one last question for you. Look at the guys we've already re-signed. You've got Ollie Bettridge, who's currently at the World Championships competing against some of the world's best. Is it quite cool being able to see that on TV and seeing this young guy that you've played with competing against the likes of Marcia So out there?
I'm so happy for him. Like, it's such an amazing, amazing thing. All those guys, all the guys from Nottingham, and just the whole GB team. It's such an amazing accomplishment to be in that group this year. And, you know, I have tuned in. I've been rooting for them every step of the way, and I'm still hoping for, you know, for them to surprise some teams. And, you know, it's for Ollie especially. Like, that guy works so hard. I'm so proud of him, and I'm excited to be able to play with him for another season next year and see what off-season training and all his hard work, because he is one of the hardest working guys I know. I can't wait to see how that all pays off and see what he brings next year, because he's going to be even a better player. Young guys progress, you know, very big over the summer, and I can't wait to see it next year.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for your time, John, and good luck with your workout for today.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, I need the luck.